New data out this week show that home sales in the Seattle area increased by around 30% in November compared to a year ago. It was the area's busiest November in the housing market in more than a decade, and the theory is that people are rushing to buy because of fears that interest rates are about to rise. Jason Bellini of the Wall Street Journal joins us from New York. Hi, Jason.
Hi, Jeremy.
And this increase has to do with a few things, including the Fed and whether they'll raise interest rates and the new president, Donald Trump. Can you explain more about what's happening in Seattle, first of all?
Well, I'll try. So the Wall Street Journal's latest monthly survey of economists shows widespread expectation that Republican proposals to reduce taxes, invest in infrastructure, you know, Trump's big ideas here, they'll amount to, at least in the short term, significant fiscal stimulus, faster growing economy. And then when that happens, the Federal Reserve comes under pressure to raise interest rates. And we may be seeing higher interest rates, according to some of these economists, than we've seen in more than a decade.
And when interest rates go up from the Fed, often mortgage rates follow. That's what we've seen
in the past. Right.
So people may think that it would be more expensive for them to borrow money in order to buy a house. But are we seeing this rush to buy homes in other places besides the Seattle area?
It's happening in other places, but we're just generally seeing a rise in prices nationwide. Whether that's attributable necessarily to concerns about interest rates or not, that's not entirely clear. But, look at places like Phoenix. That's where I grew up. That was one of the most battle-scarred housing markets in the country. They're expecting to have their strongest home sales in the next in the country. And what's driving that? Their booming high-tech economy, younger residents, and as well as the retirees buying homes, and home prices are expected to grow by about 4% next year. Hmm. And nationally, you've got the volume of U.S. home construction loans growing at the fastest rate in more than 2 years in the third quarter. Another interesting thing, in Midwestern cities are expected to outdo the national average in their share of young people buying homes. We're talking about Madison, Wisconsin, Columbus, Ohio, Minneapolis, Des Moines, Omaha, Nebraska. The reason being that millennials are able to buy homes there at more affordable prices than their age mates on the coasts in places like Seattle.
And of course, there are a lot of factors that go into whether you're going to buy a home, interest rates just being one of them.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And, we got to remember that mortgage rates are, while they're up, they're very low by historical standards. And rising rates during prosperous economic times don't necessarily mean that home prices are going to fall. They're not necessarily sensitive to rising prices, especially when you've got other positive economic factors such as strong job growth, rising wages, and improving consumer confidence.
That's Jason Bellini of The Wall Street Journal joining us from New York to talk about the housing market and a big rush to buy homes in some places, in part because of what's going on or what might soon go on with interest rates. Jason, thanks so much.
Thank you.